Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
The buck stops here.
Yes, it does. The buck stops here. We got one Daniel Buck on the phone this morning. Should I start calling him Daniel Bucko Snuffleupagus? What do you think? Are you offended by that, Dan?
I would go with that. Maybe Dasher Dan. How about that? That's shorter.
Dasher Dan. How's the voice doing this morning, my friend?
Dude, it's a little scratchy. Too much Christmas karaoke. Way too much reindeer games. My voice, we did four shows over the weekend. They were packed. So it was an adventurous weekend. Let's put it that way.
Boy, I'd say so. Can you
hear me okay, though? I mean, I sound all right?
You do sound a little scratchy. I can definitely pick up on that a little bit.
So you're actually, are you leading the karaoke, or you just like to sing karaoke?
Yeah. Me and Katie Cruz, we get everybody up there. It's a, you know, two-hour party, and you're talking probably, you know, 50% of it while people are singing, but we're hosting snowball fights and reindeer games and playing Christmas cornhole, and it's fun. It's pretty hysterical. So,
boy, I'm going to have to check that out for sure. You only do it up in Newtown, right?
Yeah, it's here in Newtown, and tickets for early shows are almost all sold out through Christmas, but we do have late show times still available, and also our last show of the year is a Sunday night. I think there's like 40 tickets left for that show, but it's been a great season so far, and we hopefully put a lot of people in the Christmas spirit.
Well, that's good. Hey, I don't know if you heard Joe Biden over the weekend, because this is what he said. He was talking to some LGBTQ crowd. I guess they got him out of the home for just a night. This is what he said.
Okay.
We just have to get out. As long as we keep the faith, summon hope, and get back up and remember who in the hell we are. We're the United States of America.
We're the
it's not even that. He yells, and then he'll be like, I mean it.
This is for real, folks.
I'm angry, but I don't know what I'm angry about. Well, in fact, Biden he's one of my stars of today's Buck Stops Here. Can you believe the timing of that?
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Amazing how those things
on
work.
On the show, well, there's been tons of examples. I'm actually going to talk about something that we see every day from the Democrats. They have been numerous examples of how they consistently and regularly, and in some cases over the years, and they even do it over decades. And I applaud them for it. They're really good at it. They can always be counted on for hypocrisy. They're masters of the double speak, guys. We see it all the time. They say and believe one thing one minute, only to make a 180-degree flip on the topic and call everybody a Nazi or a dictator if they believe in what they believed in before they believed in it. You know what I mean? It's insane, and they do it all the time. What am I talking about? Well, give me any political topic, and think about this. You can throw out anything that's in mainstream politics, and you can find Democratic people who have completely 100% flipped on that topic. All right. Do you remember when they were the ones screaming about voter ID? They were the ones who were talking about one day for election day. They actually were opposed to, but then they saw the opportunity to cheat. And like, oh, no, now we don't need voter ID. We need everybody just to be able to have a free-for-all on Election Day.
Right.
What about Obama? Didn't he deport something like 2 million people?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This, but that was before it was evil and inhumane and you're a dictator if you're doing it, right? What about pro-life? Remember all the Democrats back in the 80s and 90s and even early 2000s who were pro-life Democrats? Do you remember them? How does every Democrat now vote for the killing and slaughter of innocent babies? Every one of them. How does that happen? That they completely lose their moral ground and just decide that, oh, no, I got to vote my party, not my conscience. So anyway, so they used to be pro-USA. Do you remember that? Protecting our workforce? How they were the working man's party for manufacturing? Do you remember all that?
I do.
And now they hate Trump's America First tariffs and his efforts to bring back factories, right? That he's imposing these unfair trade negotiations with these countries. No, he's trying to bring back the jobs that you used to be for, right? All right, so here's the one that just kills me, and this is why I brought this whole thing up. Over the past 2 weeks, what have we heard them say about the Department of War and their efforts of narco-terrorism?
Well, it's a war crime. You're not allowed to do that. What are you doing?
They're ruthless. They're killing these poor people in these boats. Wait a minute. Now they oppose what was originally their idea. That's right. It was the Democrats and our great former president, Joe Biden, who called for an international strike force to go to the very heart and source of the problem. Every Democrat congressman was on board with Biden to attack other nations who were manufacturing deadly drugs. You may not remember this because mainstream media will never, ever pull up this soundbite. You can't make this stuff up. They weren't arguing, however, with Donald Trump on the drug war. They were opposing Ronald Reagan. That's right. Listen to Joe Biden. 1989, and you could put these same words into Donald Trump's mouth today. Go.
We think we should do more to stem the flow of drugs across our borders, and we think we should go one step further. Let's go after the drug lords where they live with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco-terrorists, and they must know it. We have to lock up the dealers for a long, long time, and we have to attack the source from which the drugs come. And we have to do that, not a piece at a time, but all at once. And we have to do it now. And there's not any reason why we can't do that. We have the power, we have the money, and we have the knowledge.
Wow.
I mean, you can't make this up. That is like exactly what the Department of War is trying to do right now. And this was a Democratic idea in 1989. But suddenly now it's inhumane and it's evil and it's an act of war. No, it's a war crime. Unbelievable.
I didn't even realize that they were using the term narco-terrorist back then.
I didn't either.
But clearly he did, right? And he wanted, the idea was to target them where they're making the stuff, right? So in other words, go in and bomb Venezuela. I mean, Joe Biden clearly supported that idea at one point, but not anymore.
Absolutely he did. Yeah. Is that not, I mean, guys, this is so, it's rampant. It happens every day. If you hear them get on their soapbox about something, go back 2 years, 5 years, 8 years. In this case, we went back 27 years, and we found Joe Biden saying the exact opposite, 180 degree difference. And they are, and you can't say that about the Republicans on most issues. They are consistent, sometimes overly consistent on issues, because they just don't bend, and we like that about our party, that we're not a buffet and smorgasbord that changes its menu every 3 weeks. But you know, the Democrats, this is what they do. So if you think they're so adamantly against something, just go back a little bit and find out where they were adamantly for the same thing.
I'm also
go ahead.
I'm fixated on how much younger Joe Biden sounds because remember, they were all trying to tell us that, oh, he's fine over the last couple of years that he was in office. And then what was it over the weekend? He said Karine Jean-Pierre, he said her name was Kareem.
Kareem. He called her Kareem.
But maybe that was really intentional because she kind of turned her back on him and said that, you know, his administration was basically terrible. I don't know the exact words she chose to put in her book, but seems to be that was the general idea from her.
Well, I was just amazed to hear a Joe Biden without marbles in his mouth and his brain. It was like, I go, who is this guy speaking? Listen how clear it is and crisp it is, and he actually finishes a thought. Now, he was reading off a prompter when he was giving that message. I believe that was a response to a State of the Union address in 1989 when he was going after Reagan, who was in his, I think, his final 2 years or final term for sure. But, you know, it's and he was critical. Did you hear at the very beginning of that bite where he was critical of Democrats, too? When was the last time you heard a Democrat criticize a Democrat besides our good senator from Pennsylvania? You know, there's nobody willing to do that anymore on the Democratic side.
Well,
he said both Democratic and Republican presidents have failed at this. We need to go strike them at the source. And I'm like, what? That's exactly what Trump is doing right now. And suddenly you got 400 lawmakers against him.
You're right about the fact that the mainstream media is not playing that soundbite. I mean, the sycophants out there on the left are not hearing Joe Biden say that from 40 years ago. They're just not. They don't want that brought up effectively. And if you'll remember, the older people listening will remember, I think it was 1988 when Biden first ran for president, I think, and he had to drop out after charges of lying. He lied about his college record. He lied about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
His law school ranking, he was accused, I think may have been accused of plagiarizing something. I mean, it was a big scandal, and he had to go in front of the cameras and basically admit it, and he dropped out of the race back then.
Absolutely. Yeah, lying will be next week's the buck stops here. This week it was hypocrisy. We'll go after lying next week.
We'll get it, man. Dan, always great having you on. Take care of that voice, man. You might not have one by next Monday.
Yeah, we'll be good. It's just getting it back in. You got to train it up again. So it'll be trained up by next weekend. There
awesome.
You go.
All right, buddy. Have a good week.
All right, guys. Have a great one. Have a great week, man.
All right.
See you, Dan.
See you later. Dan Buck there. The buck stops here. How about that? Coming up, Kim, what are we whimming about this afternoon?
Oh, I found something really, really alarming from Libs of TikTok, and it got enough people talking about it that now our attorney general is investigating. Parents, you need to listen to this. I'll explain what's going on when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.